Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Speaking about FSU, our next guest obviously is somebody who thought enough of the program and the direction of the program to commit. I had a chance to watch Omar Graham the last couple years. I've seen him as a running back. I've seen him as a linebacker. I'll tell you what, FSU's getting an extremely competent player to come in and, you know, learn right away. He's a physical kid. He's a smart kid, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Omar, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday night.
No problem, Larry.
You know, you look at all these different colleges, and no matter who it is, I mean, Alabama, Texas A&M, Miami, but it's always nice to know that the team that you've, you know, committed to and plan to spend, you know, at least the next 4 years at is starting to show a little bit of character, like I was talking with Andre about. Talk about that, because I know you watch every game. I know you watch FSU. You had to sat there on Saturday and say to yourself, wow, you know, this is North Carolina. They were supposed to win this coastal division, and here's FSU. And as Andre said, midway through the game, they outscored them 35-7. How does that make you feel, Omar, as somebody who kind of like pledged your future to that school?
I would say it makes me feel really good about the school and just seeing the progress, because, like, I know, like, what this season was going to be like. I didn't expect us to go, like, 12-0 and stuff like that and go to the national championship. You know, all I just wanted to see was progress and just see the climb, like, basically just them progressing, basically. And just seeing them beat UNC that everybody thought they wasn't going to be, that's pretty nice.
You know, and you take a look at yourself. I mean, somebody who's, you know, played extremely hard and worked extremely hard to put yourself in this position, you know, to be considered as one of the top linebackers in the country. Talk about you. I mean, you know, I know that you played running back during your early part of your career, but you've always been somebody who loves to hit. And you run real well. Talk about your game. What's the thing about your game that you like the most about your game?
My game, I'll probably say just the thing I love the most about it is just like my physicality, my speed, my IQ, and just mainly my twitch. That's the main thing. It's just like I got a knack for the ball. That's what a lot of coaches say. And really just my twitch. I love my twitch. That's the best part of my game.
Right. And if I said, Omar Graham Jr., tell me what you need to work on by the time you get into Tallahassee next year.
What I need to work on, I'll probably say my consistency. You know, like, I want to go 100%, like, every play that I'm in. I don't want to take no plays off. And I'll probably say I want to work on, like, my knowledge of the game, because I know I really haven't been taught that well. Like, throughout my years of high school, I've been just taught to just go get the ball and just drop the coverage. So I've really never been taught, like, to read defenses and stuff like that. So probably say I really just have to learn the playbook and just learn defense a lot more, just learn the game of football.
Do you like watching film? Do you go in there and maybe just, like, sit in there by yourself and kind of watch, you know, watch the offense that you're playing the coming week and see what some of the tendencies, the guys especially, that you have to key on? Do you watch that by yourself sometimes?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. All the time.
Yeah. And then, I mean, do you take mental notes or do you sit writing down things so you can remember, or do you just, you know, say to yourself, okay, when I see this, I'll remember it?
I'll probably say I write the tendencies, like, especially with, like, I'm a linebacker, so I'll write the tendencies of the O-lineman, like when it's a pass play or a running play. And I'll probably just, like, any player that's on the field, I just watch the tendencies on each play. It's just like what they like to do on running downs, and I'm not running plays, right, and pass plays, and just what the running back likes to do when he's getting the ball, or the quarterback likes to do when he's handing the ball. That's a lot of stuff that I look for.
Right. Omar Graham Jr. is joining us. He's a senior linebacker at right here at Stranahan High School, headed to Florida State. And, you know, the one thing, too, is when you take a look at, you know, football these days and guys, do you ever watch, is there anybody, a linebacker or a defensive end, or is there somebody, like, you'll sit down and watch a game, in let's say, an NFL game? Is there anybody that you like their style and that you use some of the things that they do in your game?
I'll probably say I watch a lot of Devin White, and I watch a lot of Jerome Baker for the Dolphins.
Oh, okay. Athletic mainly, guys.
Mainly Devin White, though, because he reminds me of myself.
Yeah, but he's a tackling machine. And then I remember when he was in college, he did the same thing. I mean, he went sideline to sideline all the time. I remember when he played. I mean, you couldn't run on him. He'd drop into coverage pretty well. How about that for you? I mean, because I've seen you drop into coverage a little bit, maybe pick up a tight end or somebody coming out of the backfield. Do you still have to work on some of that, or are you pretty much where you need to be right there?
I feel like it's always room for improvement. I'll probably say right now I don't do much of that just because the scheme that we're in. Like, I'm basically just always rushing the passer or just always defending the run. So I don't really get to drop into coverage too much on Stranahan's team. So probably I'll probably have to touch up on that some more, though. There's nothing that I like, though.
No, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, are you leaving early? Do you go in January? Are you set up to do that?
Early enrollee.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm currently taking classes so I can be on the pace for that.
Okay, nice. No, because I know a lot of the fans were asking me if you're going to come in early and participate in spring, which obviously, you know, it gives what an advantage. I've seen it happen before where, you know, a young man will go in there in January and then he comes back, you know, for April, May after spring, and you look, wow, you know, they've gotten bigger, he's gotten more mature. I mean, you're already taking college classes. I think that's one of the best things that's ever been invented, because you talk about a running start. By the time summer starts, you're already a sophomore, and most of those guys who hadn't, you know, prepared for the, you know, that early enrollment are just coming aboard, and you've got like 5-6 months. I look forward to that as well. Well, Omar, I appreciate you taking time. I know you're busy scheduling. It's a Monday night. You got NFL football to watch. You got some homework to catch up on. But I appreciate you, man. You've done a great job. You've done it the right way. You're a great young man who gets it done in the classroom as well. And I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Larry, for having me. And thank you for all the recognition, all you've been doing for
anytime.
South Florida.
Anytime, brother. Omar Graham Jr., headed to Florida State University, and we thank him for joining us this evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.